Hi, this is Anita from the Global Trade Gal. Today we're going to talk a little bit about certifications. And in particular, I want to talk a little bit about the UL, CSA, and the ETL certifications and explain a little bit of the difference about them. First of all, let me talk about certifications. You know, we have a small factory in Vietnam here where we have UL certification for making portable table lamps. And, you know, I can tell you that sometimes it's a downright pain just because, you know, you have to have inspections, you have to pay money, whether you produce a lamp or you don't produce a lamp, you have to always pay the money. But at the same time, it's also very important because if you are going to ship something like a table lamp to the United States, almost all of our companies will require that we show that we have the required certification. So that is one of the main issues with this, that if you are going to sell something like electrical, any type of electrical or many other types of products, most of the people that are going to buy them in a place like the United States or Canada want to be able to see that you have the required certifications. So you might ask, well, what's the difference then between having a UL, CSA, and an ETL certification? Well, first of all, the UL, which is the Underwriters Laboratories, which is based out of Chicago, is really considered to be the benchmark for safety worldwide, particularly in the United States. A lot of consumers, a lot of companies, a lot of wholesalers, they recognize the UL. You go out, if you buy a blow dryer or other things, you'll usually see a lot of times there's a UL certification on them. So most electrical products sold in the United States, and not most of them, but many of them will have a UL certification attached to it. The purpose of UL or a company like UL is to mitigate risk. In other words, what they are essentially saying is that all of the products, the guts, what you could call maybe, let's use an example of a table lamp because that's what I'm familiar with. So UL will come in and they will look, you know, not only as to how we test the lamp or does the lamp pass the various tests that they give us to do, but they'll also look at all the inside parts of the lamp itself, the things such as the sockets, the cords, you know, all the plugs, all the different parts of the lamps. They will come in and they will check it and say, okay, this lamp passes the standard. This lamp has the required UL mark to it. Going back to the example of, let's say, a table lamp or a floor lamp. UL will also look at our parts. They want to make sure that we buy our parts from a supplier who is UL certified. So it's not even just the matter of UL certifying the lamp itself, but it's also a matter of UL also looking at the various parts that we use or we buy to produce the lamp. So they want to make sure the entire process is considered to be safe. Because of, you know, product or service needs to go through these tests that when you buy for example, a table lamp that has a UL sticker on it, you can be sure that that lamp's been tested, that it's not going to, you know, burn down your house or it's not going to cause a fire or something else like that. So UL basically there is to help give the consumer confidence that this will not happen. So UL product safety or the UL sticker is not just about product safety. It's also an organization that has some other focuses, which include they will certify the facility itself. They will, you know, they could certify personnel. They could certify the process, that the process is basically, it's the correct process that's being done throughout the manufacturing of a lamp. They can look at the system. How are the things tested? How are products stored? All these other things they can also check to make sure it's up to standard. And they will check the product itself. UL is essentially, you can see a company like UL or Underwriters Laboratory is basically a safety company. And the sticker that is on that product is basically saying that this product is safe. Now, it also is good too because the supplier, the manufacturer like us, when we sell something like a table lamp and it has the UL sticker, then we know that it's been tested. And so we as a manufacturer too also have some protection in having that sticker on the lamp. And so does the person who is buying it in the United States. And our UL sticker, we also have what's considered UL and CUL sticker, which means that our lamps can be sold and in both the United States and in the Canadian market. CSA, which is another type of certification that you might sometimes hear about, is actually for Canada. And this is a certification that's widely accepted in the Canadian market. It's also a testing service for lamps. It's consumer products for Canada, North America, and the European markets. You know, so CSA is basically like UL. It's also a testing center, but it's just a different type of standard. It's not the UL standard. It's basically a CSA standard. For some products, CSA might be more widely known in places like Canada and the United States than UL. It really depends, again, upon the manufacturer and who's selling it. The other standard is the ETL certification, and ETL is basically the Thomas Edison Lighting Laboratory. So this, we could say, was really one of the first ones that came about. Like the UL and CSL standard, the ETL certification also shows the products would comply with certain safety standards. Now, I want to back up here for just a moment because, you know, I'm telling you about these different standards, you know, UL, CSA, and also the ETL. And what you should understand is that essentially, if, for example, a lamp has a UL standard, a CSA standard, an ETL standard, they would essentially be the same because they would go through the same type of testing. The main difference would be in what the manufacturer chose as their certification. Used to be that everybody had UL. But I've noticed now in many countries, and particularly China, this has recently changed, where many of the manufacturers have switched from UL to ETL because they said essentially it's cheaper and it's more cost effective for them to get an ETL standard than UL standard. Now, this doesn't mean that an ETL standard is defective in any way. In fact, they are all exactly would be the same standard. It's just that maybe they have chose ETL because it's maybe easier for them to work with. They may feel they get better service, or there could be many other reasons for that as to why they would choose ETL versus a UL or a CSA standard. Could be that their customers want that. ETL is essentially the same mark as UL. It's just a different company is doing it. You know, ETL is part of the Intertrek company, which does quite a bit in Europe. They basically have the same standard. They are recognized by Canada, and they are also accepted in the Mexican market. So ETL claims to be one of the fastest growing safety certification programs in North America. Whether that's exactly true or not, I don't know, but what I have seen is if you look at some products that you might buy, electrical product, and it doesn't have to be a table lamp, it could be it could be any type of electrical product, you may find that many of them have an ETL standard on it and not a UL standard. I have been seeing, especially the last 5, maybe 10 years or so, more ETL standards on products being sold in the United States than other products. Before, it used to always be UL. So I do believe that ETL is gaining more traction and is basically, it's something that you're going to see more and more. So when you look at the difference of these, you know, UL, CSA, and ETL, they're basically essentially all the same. What could make a difference for someone like a manufacturer? For example, we manufacture lamps, and in the lamps and lighting industry, UL is pretty standard. And sometimes we talk to our customers about ETL, they don't understand it. So for us, UL is important, even if it might cost us more or there might be other reasons for it. It's important for us to have the UL standard versus some of the ETL standards. But this may not be true for all products and all types of services. So if you are a wholesaler, you're looking someone to import, or you're getting involved somehow in the global trade, and someone says to you, I've got a UL or ETL or a CSA, you can ask them some questions about it, but certainly it should be the same standard, because essentially all of these have to all meet the same standard for safety. So we cannot really say that one is safer or one is better than the other, because they're all pretty much, in my mind or in my opinion, equal. This is Anita from the Global Trade Gal. We hope you've enjoyed this. We've written a blog about this where you can go in and you can actually see some of the marks that they use, and you can understand a little bit more about that. It's called The Differences Between UL, CSA, and ETL Certifications. So if you're interested to be able to learn more about this, we'd recommend that you do check out this blog. We recently did update it for some additional information there, that you'd be able to learn some of the differences about these different types of certifications. We hope that you'll join our community. We have a newsletter that we send out every month if you'd like to be updated to be able to find out more. We also have a lookbook that we do where we look at some of the trends, specifically in home decor and home furnishing. And we just love to have you be part of our community. Love to hear from you. Love to hear some of your thoughts. We'd love to have you tell our friends about us. If you like us, give us a thumbs up, subscribe. It really does help us make a difference to have, you know, people subscribe to us and to give us a thumbs up or to let us know that you appreciate a bit of what we're doing, appreciate a bit of what we're saying. It just helps channel to be able to grow. Thank you so much for listening to us. We know without you, our listeners, this would not be possible. And thank you to our technical team for helping make this possible.